Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Damascus Road Gospel Talk Show. This is the service of the Damascus Road Community Baptist Church in Cockeysville, Maryland. Reverend Tony Lawson is the pastor. This is Joseph Miller. Our email address is damascusroadcbc@gmail.com. On the last program, we stopped at Jeremiah 36, verses 1 through 19. Now, I commented on those verses, but we didn't have time to get your comments and questions, so we will begin there. Before we do, be sure to keep your phones on mute, except when making a comment or asking a question. Also, please have pen and paper ready to jot down information. Now, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before your throne in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we are your sheep, and you are our good shepherd. So we are looking to you, Lord Jesus, to teach us, to edify us, to strengthen us. And even if any of us is not saved, to draw us unto your Holy Son, Father, and to give faith so that unbelievers may be saved. So, Lord God, Lord Jesus, take charge and teach us. Show us things we hadn't seen before. Show us ourselves how we are deficient in our walk with you and how we need to become more Christ-like. Edify us, Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. On the last program, the last study, as I said, we were in Jeremiah chapter 36, and I had read verses 1 through 19 and commented on them, but I didn't get your questions or comments. Now, let me give you a quick summary, verses 1 through 19. God told Jeremiah to write down what he had spoken to him from the days of King Josiah. So Jeremiah called Baruch, his friend, and also a scribe, to write what he would say, what Jeremiah wanted him to say, and to read it in the house of the Lord. Baruch was to go into the temple and read these words, his words. When the princes heard what Baruch had spoken, they called him, Baruch, to read it to them. He did. And they became afraid and said that they would have to tell it to the king. And they told Baruch that he and Jeremiah should go into hiding because the words of Jeremiah prophesied death and destruction to Jerusalem and Judah. So any questions or comments on verses 1 through 19? Okay, if not, let's go to verses 20 through 26. And they went to the king into the court, but they stored the scroll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe and told all the words in the hearing of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to bring the scroll, and he took it from Elishama, the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the hearing of the king and in the hearing of all the princes who stood before the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month with a fire burning on the hearth before him. And it happened when Jehudi had read three or four columns, that the king cut it with the scribe's knife, fit into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor did they tear their garments, the king, nor any of his servants who heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan Delilah and Gemariah implored the king not to burn the scroll, but he would not listen to them. And the king commanded Jeremiel, the king's son, Sariah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to seize Baruch, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet. But the Lord hid them. So the princes went to the king, but they didn't take the scroll with them. Now, I think they suspected that the king might destroy it, and that's exactly what he did. After he was told what was on the scroll, he destroyed it. He sent Jehudi to bring the scroll to him. After Jehudi had read three or four columns of the scroll, Jehoiakim, the king, cut the scroll and cast it into the fire, and it was entirely consumed. Three of those who heard the words of the Lord written on the scroll implored the king not to burn it, but he did not listen to them. Neither was Jehoiakim afraid, nor his servants, when he destroyed the scroll. He then went after Baruch and Jeremiah by sending his son and two other men to bring them to him. But the Lord hid them. Any questions or comments on verses 20 through 26 of Jeremiah 36? Any questions or comments? If not, let's go to verses 27 through 32. 27 through 32. Now, after the king had burned the scroll with the words which Baruch had written at the instruction of Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, take yet another scroll and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, has burned. And you shall say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus says the Lord, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written in it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land and cause man and beast to cease from here? Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have no one to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out to the heat of the day and the frost of the night. I will punish him, his family, and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring on them, on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and on the men of Judah, all the doom that I have pronounced against them. But they did not heed. Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Baruch, the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote on it at the instruction of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And besides, there were added to them many similar words. So God tells Jeremiah to take another scroll and write on it all the former words that were on the first scroll. Verse 29 says, you shall say to Jehoiakim, meaning by the written word, Jeremiah was to speak to Jehoiakim, since Jeremiah was in hiding. He says to tell Jehoiakim that he will have no one to sit on the throne of David. His body will be desecrated when he dies, and that he will punish his family and his servants, because he cut the scroll containing the words of Jehovah and threw it into the fire. Jehoiakim's son, Jehoiachin, did succeed him, but only for 3 months before the Babylonians dethroned him. So that short reign does not count. Zedekiah, who followed Jehoiachin, was Jehoiakim's uncle, not his son. So the prophecy was, of course, fulfilled. So God saw to it that his word was not destroyed, but that it was preserved. Man cannot stop what God ordains to happen. That's why we have the Old Testament going back as far as at least 3,500 years. Man has tried to destroy it during that time, but has not succeeded and will not succeed. Any questions or comments on verses 27 through 32 of Jeremiah 36?
Yes, sir. As I was thinking about what you were saying, it's really crazy that the world has gone into the directions, the many directions it's going into, other than the direction that the Lord would have us to go into. And, of course, that's looking unto him for all things, you know, walking in his holiness, his righteousness. And it's really sad that the enemy does many of the things that he does to the human mind. And, of course, there's an old statement, the idle mind is, you know, the workshop of the enemy. And us that are born again, we know that it's so important not to lean on our own understanding, which is carnal and fleshly, and it's really evil.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that comment. Any other questions or comments? I want to make a quick comment myself. Jehoiakim showed a lack of reverence. You know, that word fear means reverence. So he showed a lack of reverence for Jehovah God Almighty, that he would just cut the scroll and cast it into the fire. No respect at all for God's word. And there are, of course, many, many people in the world today who have no respect for the word of God. Any other questions or comments?
Yes, quickly, Pastor Joseph, as you were talking, I thought about the scripture that says, it's Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. It says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And it's so important to walk in the fear of the Lord because it motivates us to reverence him.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Any more questions or comments before we go to chapter 37?
Now, this is Sister Denise. In reverence in the Lord, like my husband said, it's been instance in the Word of God where God told, you know, different ones to do a command. You know, he told them what to do and they didn't do it. But also in today's world, we have people that want to really disrespect the Bible. They want to change the wording or speak blasphemy against it and say all manner of evil, even get in the pulpit and try to change God's word so that the people can be comfortable hearing what they have to say. But a lot of times these people that do these things, they bring curses upon themselves from God. And some of them mm-hmm. get diseases and some of them die mysteriously. So it's mm-hmm. not good to come against the word of God because he is the word. That's all.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Sister Denise. Anyone else with a question or comment? All right, let's go to chapter 37, the first 10 verses of chapter 37. Now, King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now to the Lord, our God, for us." Now Jeremiah was coming and going among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison. Then Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come up to help you, will return to Egypt, to their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves, saying, the Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart. For though you had defeated the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and there remained only wounded men among them, they would rise up, every man in his tent, and burn the city with fire." So let's look at these verses. This chapter begins with the last king of Israel, and that king is Zedekiah. Then we read the sad statement in verse 2 that neither the king nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. Sort of reminds you of many people in our country, doesn't it? It is curious to me that even though King Zedekiah did not give heed to the words of the Lord, he still sent Jehukal to Jeremiah to tell him to pray to the Lord for the safety of the people of Jerusalem. The situation of the city looked better when Pharaoh Hophra led his army up from Egypt to Israel. So the people in Jerusalem were thinking, Pharaoh's army will save us from the Babylonians. So he led his army up from Egypt to Israel, and the Babylonians did stop the siege, and they withdrew from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The Lord told him to tell the king that Pharaoh's army will return to Egypt, but that the Babylonian army will return to fight against Jerusalem, and they will take it and burn it with fire. Any questions or comments on the first 10 verses of chapter 37? Questions or comments? All right, if none, let's go to the last verses of chapter 37, verses 11 through 21. 11 through 21. And it happened when the army of the Chaldeans left the siege of Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, that Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to claim his property there among the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard was there whose name was Irijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and he seized Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You are defecting to the Chaldeans." Then Jeremiah said, "False, I am not defecting to the Chaldeans." But he did not listen to him. So Irijah seized Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Therefore, the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and they struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. Then Jeremiah entered the dungeon and the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. The king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. Then he said, you shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, what offense have I committed against you, against your servants, or against this people that you have put me in prison? Where now are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, the king of Babylon will not come against you or against this land? Therefore, please, hear now, O my king, the Lord, O my Lord, the king, please, let my petition be accepted before you, and do not make me return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah to the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread from the baker's street, until all the bread in the city was gone. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Have you ever been falsely accused of something? Well, I have, and it's not a pleasant feeling. In these verses, we see Jeremiah falsely accused of defecting to the Chaldeans, the Babylonian army. As we just saw, the army had retreated from Jerusalem, so Jeremiah must have thought this would be a good time to claim the land he had purchased from his relative Hanamel, and that's recorded in chapter 32. However, as Jeremiah was leaving the gate of Benjamin, the captain of the guard, Irijah, seized him and charged him with defection. He brought him to the princes, who struck him and put him in prison. Jeremiah was put in the dungeon and remained there many days until the king took him out. Zedekiah asked Jeremiah if there had been any word from the Lord. Now, I give Jeremiah a lot of credit for telling the king the hard, unwelcome truth that God had said he would be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Jeremiah knew the king had the power to put him back in the dungeon or even take his life. But he told the king exactly what the Lord had said. Jeremiah then asked the king not to put him back into the dungeon where he would die. So Jeremiah was bold and courageous when he needed to be bold, but he was humble when he needed to be humble. This is a lesson for all of us. Let us ask God how we should act with different people in different situations, or the same people in different situations. The king graciously commanded that Jeremiah not be put back in the dungeon, but to remain in the court of the prison, and that a piece of bread be given him until all the bread in the city was gone. Any questions or comments on verses 11 through 21 of Jeremiah 37?
Yes, sir. Pastor, as you said, Jeremiah, he did exactly what the Lord said. We today need to do exactly what the Lord says. And what does he say? His word tells us to tell the people. Of course, we have to do it with the right intent of heart, with humility and with love, that they need to repent, have a change of mind, change of heart, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll be saved.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Faulkner. Any other questions or comments on these verses we just looked at?
Yes, Sister Denise. When you really look at your life as a Christian, all of us, we should be able to hear from the Lord. It's not just delegated to a prophet or someone in ministry. A lot of people think because you have to have a title or all these things, but God speaks to all of us some kind of way, either through his word, through people. We hear the preaching. And the point is, Jeremiah had a relationship with God, He not only spoke the word prophetically to the people, but he also was in a position, even like a martyr, because he knew he was going to be sent to prison. Knowing these things, he didn't run away like Jonah ran away when he had a call to preach. He didn't run away from God, but he knew that he obeyed God. The biggest thing we need to see here is he obeyed God, even through tests and trials. And God's hand was upon Jeremiah. And he was obedient. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we all need to look at ourselves. Will we do these things if God spoke to us or revealed himself to us? Will we be obedient? It's really something to think about, because you have people today in this world, they're being martyred, they're being killed for Christ's sake. And we really need to think about that, because the world is getting dark, and the powers to be across the world, they're ready to go to war. So we really need to think of what would God have us to do in this hour. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Denise. Any other questions or comments on these verses we just looked at? All right, we have about 4 minutes left. Let's look at chapters 38, verses 1 through 6. 38, 1 through 6. Now, Shephatiah, the son of Mattan, Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Jukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Melchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, "Thus says the Lord, he who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, but he who goes over to the Chaldeans shall live. His life shall be as a prize to him, and he shall live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Therefore the princes said to the king, please let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the men of war who remain in this city, and the hands of all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man does not seek the welfare of this people, their harm. Then Zedekiah the king said, look, he is in your hand, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now, we only have about a minute left, so I don't have time to comment on this. But we will start at a comment on the first six verses of chapter 38, and then I'll get your comments on these verses. So I want to thank all of you who called in. May God bless you. Thank the Lord for what he's done today. Goodbye.